dead, Simon. Again!
How does it go?
It's Enumine Sine Niel. You just say it.
Backwards, yeah. I know. I'll get it next time. Got the potion right, though.
Did you?
Didn't I?
It's not the root of the blue orchid, it's the petals.
Oh, come on. Come on, root, petals. It's the same flower, isn't it? What's the difference?
Well, one's a potion that neutralizes a voodoo priestess, and the other's a marinade that goes quite nicely with fish.
Someone got you out of the wrong side of my bed this morning. You still got that pain in your stomach?
A bit. Oh, no, a bit of a lot, actually. It's driving me... Hey, Mr. Shifty, don't change the subject. You need to read these books more carefully. They're important. They'll save your life one day. If we really were attacked by the Locopoco tribes people, you'd only have one chance to get this right.
And how likely is it that the Locopoco tribe of West Africa will attack us in a coffee house in Salem?
You haven't lived in this world, Simon. I have. If we're going to... If you and I... Well, then you have to be ready for anything.
Okay. Well, when are we going to get out there? Maybe if I had something to work towards.
What do you mean?
Like investigating stuff? Staking vampires? Sending demons back to hell? It could be our thing.
Our thing?
Every couple has a thing.
Yeah, like bowling or roller discos.
Well, I'm not doing those things.
This is purely precautionary.
Oh, come on. You did it.
Not really.
You did, though. You took on a demonic wraith all by yourself with nothing but a protective amulet and a bottle of wine. All the time being leched on by said wraith's leery ex-husband.
Ugh, don't remind me.
Is he still sending you flowers?
He won't seem to take the hint. Carolyn's thinking of opening a florist.
Was fun, though, wasn't it? It must have been. And I want to be a part of that, you know? I want to share that with you. You're telling me, in all of that, your heart didn't beat just a little faster? You didn't feel just a tiny bit more alive?
Yes, Simon, my heart did beat a lot faster. It's called fear. And I'm not sure about feeling a tiny bit more alive. I certainly nearly felt a tiny bit more dead. I was nearly dragged to hell. I'm not doing anything like that ever again.
But we're going to keep studying, just in case that stuff happens here.
Yeah.